Going to meet Cynthia at the Department of Immigration so she could get her green card and stay in America forever.
Hey,
that's great.
We'll have a party and you're all invited.
Excuse me. Are you serving barbecued yak lips again?
I wasn't planning on it, but if you want, okay, we'll serve it just for you. All right.
I got a great idea, and believe me, this is not a comment on how you entertain. Just to save you the trouble, why don't you let us handle the party?
Yeah.
You know, this feels like this is a nice way of you saying that our parties stink.
A very nice way.
Tony, please, will you?
Okay, well, in that case, we'll be home at 6:30.
Okay, we'll all right. Hey, Latka, how are we going to get in your apartment?
Open the door and walk in.
What are you talking about, Latka? Don't you lock your door?
Why? This is America.
Latka, I mean, this is a great country in a lot of respects, but, you know, there are still some vile, horrid people around.
Oh, that reminds me. Louis?
Thanks for thinking of me.
What do you know? Did you do all this?
Yep. Pretty snazzy, huh? I wanted Simca's party to have a patriotic motif.
Where'd you get all this stuff?
Democratic Convention 1968. Did I ever tell you I was there?
Yes, you did. In fact, you told us you got arrested.
Yep, for stealing decorations. They never would have caught me except I went back for one other item.
What was that?
John Chancellor's tie.
They thought you were going to get your green card and they wanted to give you a party.
Yeah.
Oh, what a great surprise. You have such nice friends. Gee, it's such a pleasure to have you in my home, and I hope you have a great party. All right, good night.
That was a lovely speech.
Didn't Simca get her green card?
No, but that doesn't matter. It's all right. Listen, let's have some fun. Who's up for bobbing for fish parts?
Wait a minute. Simca didn't get her green card? Was there some kind of problem?
No, it's no problem. She just didn't go inside the building. But that doesn't matter. Here, Jim, you fill up the scene. Elaine, open up this can of flounder faces. Alex, hold your nose and count to 20.
Yeah, wait.
Uh-oh.
Hi, everybody. How is the party going? Is everybody having a good time? Now, if there is anything that you want, don't hesitate to ask for. Don't mind me. I just had a craving for a little salt, you know? Like to close the drape.
Okay, now, who wants to bob first?
Me. But I've got to warn you, I've done this professionally.
I don't want to butt in, but she wouldn't go into the office, and she's acting very peculiar.
You don't miss a thing, do you? Listen, it's no cause for alarm. She gets this way once a month.
Oh.
Oh. Oh.
Are we supposed to have realized something here?
Jim.
Huh?
Simca's having her monthly problem.
Bills, bills, bills.
Ben, who's winning?
Hi. Hey, Lotka, what are you doing here? I thought you had that big appointment at the immigration office.
That's right.
What's the hurry? This is the third interview we've lined up, and Simca has yet to show up. She's going to be deported, and my life's going to be a barren desert. Why did these interviews have to happen while she's having her crimp capuche?
Well, Latka, maybe if you explain to them that she wasn't feeling very well, they'd postpone it for a couple days.
Couple of days?
Yeah.
It's going to be more like 2 weeks.
Oh, no, no, Latka. I'm sure you're mistaken. No, Simca's... a woman's... well... well, my crimp capuche lasts 4 days tops.
Elaine, you don't have crimp capuche.
Latka, I don't want to argue the point, but I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
You don't.
Latka, I have crimka push. And I have been crimka pushing since I was 12.
Elaine, you don't by any chance think I'm talking about your period, do you?
Well, I did. But maybe because I love talking about it so much.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait, if that's not it, then what is it you're talking about?
Yeah.
Well, I'm talking about the 2 weeks every month when Simca becomes like another person.
Is she by any chance clumsy, Latka?
Yes. How did you know?
And she craves salt?
Yes. As a matter of fact, she puts it in the coffee. Hey, it tastes terrible.
Uh-huh. Does she have headaches, talking jags, crying jags, depressions?
Yes.
Locker. I'm no scientist or a medical authority. I'm just an average Joe. But in my opinion, Simca suffers from premenstrual syndrome.
Oh, really? You think so? That's terrible.
Yes. I read about it in the Harvard Medical Journal. Or was it on a box of Cocoa Puffs?
Huh? Jim, please tell me more about this.
Simply stated, throughout Simca's monthly cycle, hormonal changes occur, which... I'll get it.
Hey, wait a minute. Where are you going? Come back here, you. Wait a minute.
Latka, I know what Jim is talking about, and I think he's right. It sounds like Simca's suffering from premenstrual syndrome. But don't worry about it. I had a friend who had it. She went to her doctor. He gave her vitamins. He changed her diet, and it really made a difference.
How long did it take?
About 2 months.
Well, I only have 6 minutes before this interview. It's the last chance before Simca gets deported.
Hey, Lucky, excuse me. But sometimes when someone knows what they've got, it makes it easier for them to deal with it. Now, I'll bet that just before you go into that interview, if you take Simca aside and explain to her just what's wrong with her, yeah. It's going to help her get through it.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds like a good idea.
Yeah.
I'm going to meet her right now at the Department of Immigration, and I'll tell her.
Okay, good luck.
Bye-bye.
Good luck, Clark. Good luck,
baby.
I'll
see you guys. I'll see you.
Hey, wait up. I'll look you out. Hey, take it easy, huh? Boy, Regan, I'd hate to be you. I'd hate to be the one who ends up having to help everybody else. Jeez, what a sap!
It may surprise you, Louis, but I happen to enjoy helping people. And yes, I will admit, it gives me a certain pleasure, yes.
Poor Latka. I was Simca on the phone. She says she's not going to show up for her interview this time. I tried to persuade her, but she growled at me. I guess she's got to be deported. She is doomed. Is there no one who can save her? Is there no one who can go over there and talk some sense into the poor, demented soul? Oh, it seems so hopeless. Oh, but wait a minute. Riga the Good is here. He'll save the day and enjoy himself to boot. Let the good times roll.
Simca. Simca. Simca.
Simca, I want to talk to you.
Look, Simca, if that's you, you better stop this.
Yay!
Oh, so, Riga, what, you were just in the neighborhood and decided to drop by uninvited and scream at me?
I was a little startled when you pulled that curtain over. Mm-hmm. Look, Simca, I just came here to tell you something that's going to make you feel a lot better so you can go to an interview.
I ain't going to no interview. My barbecue chef.
Oh, come on, Simca. You gotta go. If you don't go, you're going to have to leave the country.
I'm gonna have to leave the country anyway, Rita. Because I'm crazy. I'm a mad woman that Latka is well rid of. Dear Lord, help me, I'm wacko. I'm wacko. Rita, I'm wacko.
No, Simca, you are not crazy. You are not wacko. You have premenstrual syndrome. Menstrual.
You had just better be talking about Little Men in Blackface who played the banjos, buddy. Because where I come from, we do not talk about the other thing in front of a man.
Oh, come on, Simca, this is America.
Oh, it's America. Oh, forgive me. I lost my head. I got nothing to be ashamed of here. No, no, sir. I want all America to know that I have a menstrual problem. Maybe we could just work it into the halftime show at the Super Bowl.
Wait. Where are you going?
Oh, I'm just going up to the roof to sing a few bars of I Enjoy Being a Girl, and then I'm going to jump.
No, Simca, please, just listen to me. Listen, you're not crazy. You have premenstrual syndrome. Simca, it's not your fault. Now, a lot of women have it. It's not completely understood, but I'm telling you, it can be treated.
You're not just lying to me to get me to go to that interview, are you?
No, I'm telling you the truth.
Really?
Yes, yes, of course. Simka, there's nothing to be ashamed of.
Well, then, if there's nothing to be ashamed of, how come it hasn't been a movie in a week?
Well, I'm sure it will be. They'll probably call it The Love Bloat.
I'm sorry.
What if I go to this interview and then I get there and I say the wrong thing? Would you please help me, Alex?
Of course I'll...
Don't touch me. Just help me.
Look, Simka, all I can say to you is that if you don't go down to that immigration office right now, they're going to deport you. And you're going to break Lotka's heart and possibly ruin both of your lives. Now, look, Simka, now that I think you know what causes the problem and that you're not crazy, that you'll be able to find it in yourself to get up that and go down to that interview and get through it.
I'm going to try.
Good, good.
And I think I could do it, too.
I know you can.
I think I could get myself under control and convince them that I'm a reasonably sane and rational person.
All right.
Let's go.
Wait, Simka, what about what you're wearing?
Of course. Do you like this?
Now that is exactly what a rational, sane person would wear.
Good. I'll change on the bus.
No, Simka. Wait.
My favorite part of America is the fruited plain. Of course, the Purple Mountain Majesty is nothing to shake a stick at. And you know, when I hear people say that they don't like America, they think it's a troubled land on its last legs, I say, you should be happy to live in a land where you have the freedom to criticize. In my country, you would be covered with jelly and sent to live among the fat.
Mr. Gravis, please. The question was, what was your wife's maiden name?
Tablets. But I don't understand why you're asking me these questions. What is my favorite TV show? What do I have for breakfast this morning? Why don't you ask me why I love America?
I'm asking specific personal questions so I can compare your answers to your wife to make sure that you really live together. You know, a lot of people try to fool us with a paper marriage so they can stay in the country. And frankly, Mr. Gravis, since your wife hasn't been showing up, I've become a little suspicious of you.
You think you can tell a lot from asking me these stupid questions?
It isn't just the questions. I also look to see how people react. That's the real giveaway. If people are very nervous and fidgety, well, I know they're trying to put one over on us.
Yeah, well, let me tell you something about my wife. She's naturally nervous and fidgety. As a matter of fact, one of the reasons I married her is because she's nervous and fidgety. Wait until you see. It's a real turn-on. She's one hot, fidgety mama.
Yeah, well, if she doesn't get here in about a minute, I'm afraid I'm going to have to miss that. Now, Mr. Gravis, the final question is, what was the last movie you and your wife saw together?
It was Officer and a Gentleman. I remember because I thought it was going to be a double feature.
Well, that was the last question, and she's still not here. I'm afraid I'm going to have to terminate her application.
No,
I'm sorry.
No, please, no, but you don't understand what America means to people like us. I love my wife. If you send her back, I have to go too, and our children won't be able to grow up in such a beautiful country. Please understand that.
I take it this is Mrs. Gravis?
Yes.
Hello, everybody.
Simka, I have to talk to you. I have some good news about your dream come push.
Not now, dear. Hello. I'm so sorry I'm late, and I hope I haven't inconvenienced you, Mr. Officer of the Land. Sit down, will you?
Thank you.
Good.
Now, Mrs. Gravis, I'm going to ask a few questions.
Right.
What was the last movie you and your husband saw together?
With all due respect, do you mind if I ask you a question?
Sure.
What has that got to do with the price of tea in China?
I'm going to compare your answer to your husband's. Now, what was the last movie you two saw together?
Okay. Let me think. Movie. Movie, 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 movie. Why am I thinking about movies?
Because I asked you what the last movie you two saw together was.
Oh, of course. Wait a minute. Oh, it's just right on the tip of my tongue. Let me think. What was it? What was it? What was it? What was it?
I told you, it's a real turn-on.
Wait a minute. I got it! What was the last movie that Latka and I saw together?
That's the question. What's the answer?
Oh. Of course. No, wait a minute. No, don't worry. I could think of it. Don't worry. I got it. It was Gandhi.
Oh, she's right. I'm sorry. I forgot. I said it was Officer and a Gentleman. But don't worry, Simca. There are still a few more questions.
Excuse me. What do you mean there are still a few more questions? We already got one wrong because you can't tell the difference between Richard Gere and a bald Hindu.
Now, Simca, be calm.
What do you mean, be calm? You wouldn't be so calm if it was you who was going to get deported.
Well, if you would answer the questions, you won't be deported.
Well, what's the use of answering the questions if you got them all wrong?
Now, listen here, you.
Excuse me! I don't think there's any point in going on with this interview.
Oh, no, Latka, what have I done?
Your green card will be in the mail shortly. Yes, I'm thoroughly convinced that you two are legitimately husband and wife.
Latka!
Simca!
We did it!
Oh. You can leave now.
Wait a minute. Aren't you going to give us that speech about Welcome to America?
We don't do that. Welcome to America, Mrs. Gravis.
Thank you.
Walters.